Hello, it's the 24th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Significant energy price increases have already pushed many Bedford households into energy poverty as colder months approach. The Warm Spaces Network, launched by Bedford Borough Council, along with a number of community and voluntary groups, aim to partially address some of those concerns. The initiative provides a directory which can be found on the Council's website, naming a number of venues across the borough where residents can keep themselves warm for a period of time. Included in the listing are libraries, places of worship and community centres. The portfolio holder for health and wellbeing, Councillor Louise Jackson, said these places will not only help people keep warm, but be places to access information, reduce isolation and generally improve well-being. Mid-Bedfordshire's MP Nadine Dorris will be guest hosting Piers Morgan's Talk TV show Uncensored today and tomorrow while he is on holiday. She said, "I'm excited to do this during what could turn out to be one of the most eventful weeks we have ever known in British politics." With the Bedford Borough mayoral elections due to take place in May 2023, the Labour Party of Bedford and Kempston has selected a candidate to run against the current mayor. Sekib Ali, CEO of a mental health children's charity and Bedford resident for 44 years, will attempt to unseat Lib Dem Bedford Borough Mayor Dave Hodson. Mr. Ali plans to focus on the following issues: town centre rejuvenation, a reduction in crime, addressing the climate crisis and protecting Bedford's health service. Luton ticket assistant Paul Hawthorne's rescue of a dog from the tracks at Lego Station has gone viral on TikTok. Jenny Saunders, the customer service director for Thameslink, praised Mr. Hawthorne as a hero, stating his quick thinking certainly saved this dog's life. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.